This is the Four Worlds Meditation. Begin by taking three deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, resting the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth, breathing in and out. In and out. Focus your attention on your breath. Do not alter your breathing pattern, but simply become aware of your breath and how it steadily and evenly flows through you. As you breathe in, feel the energy you are taking in fill your being with vitality. As you breathe out, feel all of the toxins and waste accumulated throughout your body dissipating. Allow your muscles to relax in every part of your body as you become aware of your growing relaxation and calmness. Continue to breathe and relax. Breathe and detoxify. Bring into your mind your focus for this meditation. Perhaps something you want to change or something you want more of, an item or a quality or even an idea. We are going to establish ourselves in Malkut and the world of Asaya by toning the God name Adonai Ha'aretz three times. Adonai Ha'aretz. Let us move up the middle pillar into the formative world of Yetzirah by toning the God name Shaddai El Shai three times. Shaddai El Shai. Chai. Shaddai. El Chai. Visualize your inner self continuing to soar upward. As you ascend, you feel a growing sense of lightness and mental clarity. As we move higher on the tree of life into the creative world of Bria, we tone the God name, Yehovah Eloah Vadat, 3 times. Yehovah Eloah Vadat. Yehovah Eloah Vadat. Once more, visualize your inner self soaring higher and higher. And now we are moving up to the top of the tree of life into the archetypal world of Atzaluth by toning the God name Eheye 3 times. Everything here is pure, unformed energy. You become aware of the dazzling sea of light that shines all around you. This is the light from the Ein Sof. It is filled with boundless creative strength. At this very moment and every moment of existence, it is creating the entire universe anew in dazzling, cascading energy. Feel the radiance of Ein Sof flowing through you and invigorating you with a marvelous sense of well-being. Know that whatever creative energy you wish for in your daily life, whatever activities you are involved in, this light is right now generating all the creativity to guide you and help you. Indeed, it is an infinite creativity, the source of all. This is the divine world. All God's thoughts are held here. The atmosphere here is so refined that it can be hard to stay conscious. Visualize and focus on the shape of a 4-sided pyramid. see it hovering above you. Activate the pyramid by toning Yod at Saluth. Yod at Saluth. As the activated pyramid descends down around you, see it filled with light, a brilliant radiance, flowing throughout the cosmos and through you. Gently bring to mind the item you are focusing on for this meditation. Whatever it is, just let your mind expand and begin to flow with it until you sense that something new is coming in. It is obscure. You can't quite put your finger on it yet or identify it, but you sense at the edges of your awareness that something is beginning to enter. It is just an inkling. Once you have received the spark coming from the mind of God, feel the idea start to take shape and begin to slow this high vibration down. See the floor of the pyramid open up and each of the four walls extend down, forming a cube below your pyramid. Now gently descend into the upper part of the cube, which brings you into Bria, the world of creation, and the angels. Activate this cube by toning Yod-He, Bria. Yod-He. Remain in the upper part of the cube and see it filled with splendid, radiating light. Here, your inkling has the quality of a daydream as it begins to develop and have form in your mind. Now, start to think about it, developing and evolving it. Break your inkling down into a form, like a scientist would break down the subject of a study. Contemplate all the different components of this idea. Look for at least 6 of the 12 angles or different perspectives that form it. Do not plan yet. Just continue to let the thought unfold. Ask the archangels to assist and guide the development of your thought. Now move down towards the floor of the cube, into the world of Yetzirah, the world of formation and the angels. The light within is wondrous and radiant, filling you with calmness and well-being. Activate this section of the cube by toning Yod-Heh-Vav, Yetzirah. Yod-Heh-Vav, Yetzirah. marshal the forces of heaven to assist you in planning your creation. Begin now to develop your thoughts into a plan. Let your mind run with it. Plan like this is the most important thing in your life right now. Begin to break the plan down into doable steps. Discover at least 12 steps or angles of the possible 24. Consider what you need to have in place for this plan to work. Energy, commitment, time, cooperation from others, anything else that will help you manifest this plan into reality. Ask the angels for their help here. They are masters at creating masterful, effective plans. Now, visualize a sphere beginning to form around your heart. With each breath, it expands, growing larger and larger until it encompasses you. You find yourself floating in this sphere, feeling safe and relaxed. The light here is dazzling, shimmering and luminous. You look down and see the bottom of the cube opening, and you float down, safe in your sphere, into the world of Asaya. The world of action, the earth, the plane of humans. Activate your sphere by toning Yod-Heh-Voh-Heh, Asaya. Yod-Heh-Voh-Heh, Asaya. Within your sphere in the world of Asaya, using this luminescent light, continue working with your plan. Once it solidifies, gently open your eyes and write it down. List the steps and schedule them on your calendar, integrating them into your life so that you can successfully complete this plan. A plan that you developed from the mind of God with the assistance of the archangels and angels. Ask the angels to further assist you with bringing your plan to fruition in its highest and best form. And finally, do what God does. Move into action and manifestation. You may go into your sacred space with your sacred self and ask the following questions. Number one, what have I missed? Number two, is there anything I need to add? Number three, are there any adjustments that you recommend? The Four Worlds Meditation is the way the human mind works, and this is the way we should always connect to our tools for manifestation. If you have ever desired something but have not been able to bring it into the physical world, bring it through the four worlds.